Thank you, Katie and Kay. Thank you, Amy and the Mountain Fair Committee, for giving me this opportunity to share an opening prayer for this year's Mountain Fair celebration. Amy, you're a town treasure. Thank you for who you are and all you share with our community. And by the way, my name is Eden Shante from True Nature Healing Arts. Thank you, Great Spirit, and all those watching over this Roaring Fork Valley and its inhabitants, past, present, and future. I am truly honored to share my voice with you today. It is my hope that my words ring true and offer inspiration, healing, and heartfelt love. This year's Mountain Fair motto is Stronger Together. To me, these words speak to the power of diversity, inclusivity, and openness that is so much very needed at this time of crisis. We are truly stronger together. In this age of the World Wide Web, we are no longer isolated and cannot ignore the vast multiplicity of humanity and the problems we collectively face. As the borders of apparent separation dissolve, how can we open our hearts and minds with courage and compassion to those we share this planet with? How can we welcome diversity on all levels into our community? My heart is heavy as there is so much hurt, fear, and anger. How can we support each other as we walk through this time of unrest and confusion? How can we begin to heal the collective hurt that we all carry? Within this great challenge that affects every facet of our lives, how can we be part of the solution that is needed at this time? These are the questions I grapple with on a daily basis. If we're going to survive and thrive as a species, we need to step outside our personal bubbles. We need to expand our perspective and welcome others who are different than we are. We have to be able to work in a conscious way with our anger so that we can truly listen to another's point of view. We need to become conscious of the fears we each carry and open our hearts to the trauma we've caused, either directly by our actions or indirectly by our complacency. Even though I've spent the last 30 years exploring psychology and spirituality to help understand and resolve the hurt from my past, I don't come to you as a fully healed or enlightened person, but rather as a fellow human being with a desire to learn and to grow. Throughout my life, like many of you, I have had hurtful things done to me, and yes, I have also done hurtful things to others. So it is with this admission, I offer a prayer, not just for the success of our Mountain Fair, but for ourselves and all our relations, past, present, and future. A prayer for all who share this earthly garden with us, be they people, animals, plants, insects, bacteria, molds, and yes, even viruses, for we are all interdependent within this great web of life on planet Earth. The prayer I'd like to offer is from the indigenous people of Hawaii. It's called Ho'oponopono, and it means, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. While this prayer offers apology and asks forgiveness for our transgressions, it also shares gratitude for the learning that occurs when we face our challenges and conflicts. It offers much needed love and forgiveness to ourselves and to others far and wide. 30 years ago, a clinical psychologist named Dr. Stanley Hugh Len healed a ward of mentally ill criminals in a Hawaiian state hospital with this Ho'oponopono prayer. I found it fascinating that he never visited the prisoners personally, but offered this prayer continuously while looking at their pictures and studying their files. In addition to the healing that occurred with the patients, there was also a great benefit to the staff and environment. Over a period of 4 years, the energy of the whole facility was transformed to the point that most every patient was released and the ward was shut down. So in the spirit of our personal healing and the healing of others, I offer this prayer. If you are available, visualize someone you have hurt personally that you'd like to heal. Or envision a group of people dear to you and dear to your heart that has been harmed by our culture or our history. This prayer holds great power, regardless of your relationship to the people harmed or the hardship that occurred. Thank you for joining me in this prayer, which will now begin. Please take a few deep, healing breaths into your body. Let your body relax with each out-breath. As you are comfortable, please close your eyes and visualize someone that you'd like to offer this healing prayer to. I'll share the prayer three times with periods of silence so that we can connect. Ho'oponopono, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Thank you for what this has taught me, and I love you. Ho'oponopono, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Thank you for what this has taught me, and I love you. Ho'oponopono, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Thank you for what this has taught me, and I love you. Thank you for taking this time to offer these prayers. Thank you for taking responsibility for your actions. Thank you for stepping into the challenges of these times and making a difference to those less fortunate than you. We are truly one global family, and we all need to learn to honor our differences and work together for the prosperity of the whole. May this mountain fair be like a pebble dropping into a still pond, offering infinite and expanding rings of love, compassion, hope, and positive change. With love and gratitude, may there be peace within the hearts and minds of all. Thank you.